Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We're both feeling pretty darn good today. Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the beach tonight. Possible shutdown of the government. What a day this is.
Oh, yeah. A very diverse
but,
day.
But the one common thread out of this whole scenario, we've got you covered. We're on top of everything I just mentioned. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, if the government shuts down tonight, there is a possibility the Blue Angel schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill. Failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
And forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Cat 1 Imelda is pushing winds of 80 miles per hour and is centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, moving away from the U.S. coastline. Coastal flooding is possible from Florida's Space Coast to North Carolina's Outer Banks. Hurricane Hunter flights are scheduled again today to monitor the system. The Gulf of America will continue to remain calm.
Number three.
Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions has agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill it owes Escambia County. ITL officials say the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. However, hold on, County Administrator Wes Marino said covering ITL's fuel costs was not part of that agreement. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday. The company's contract is set to expire today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Republicans have done their job when it comes to preparing for a possible shutdown.
Well, we've got until midnight tonight. The Republicans in the House, we've done our job. We sent over a very simple 24-page bill that simply extends the operation of the government's budget until the 21st of November.
Patronis says the Democrats are playing a game that could result in serious consequences.
There are some concerns that the Democrats are wanting to get accomplished in the Senate, and the concerns they've got are not pressing. So Schumer has just gotten obsessed with trying to do some type of a power play. Now, there's some dynamics right now happening in New York. You know, he has not come out and supported Mondami. You've got fractures in the Democratic Party, and he is the highest-ranking Democrat in the nation right now. So it's a hot mess for him. I think he's trying to do everything he can to save face. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of the American public and their own juvenile abilities not to be able to get their job done that they're paid to do.
Well, hundreds of thousands of essential workers would be told to come to work without pay. All government employees are guaranteed back pay once they do return to work, while federal contractors, now remember this one, federal contractors are not guaranteed the money. 415 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. You can get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde running through October 5th. You can get tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. And you know what? With that on my mind, I do want to let you know that in about 20 minutes, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to that production. What you can do to win. Once again, got to be here in 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we had an accident report. This is near Gulf Breeze, just around the Gulf Breeze proper area, backing you up onto the Pensacola Bay Bridge. So be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, high of 87, low of 70. And then once we get into the Thursday and Friday, going to see some more cloud action. And then on Saturday, we do have some rainfall chances.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the death of a 32-year-old man on Universal Studios Orlando roller coaster earlier this month, bringing claims of other issues from other people about that ride. Starting to get very confusing here. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Kevin Rodriguez Zavala died while riding Universal's Stardust Racers coaster, which can go up to 62 miles an hour. Attorney Ben Crump, who represents Zavala's family, says others are now reporting failing restraints and blunt force injuries on that ride.
This shows that Kevin's case was not an isolated incident.
A medical examiner ruled blunt force impact killed Zavala. Large Florida parks such as Universal and Disney are exempt from state inspections, performing their own. Crump is calling for more government oversight. Universal said in an earlier statement the ride worked as intended, but they have not reacted to the additional complaints. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Rick Scott, part of an effort he says will take government shutdowns off the table. Senator Scott announced yesterday he and fellow Republican Ron Johnson are proposing the Eliminate Shutdowns Act. Scott says it would stop Democrats from using the threat of a shutdown to demand a liberal wish list that undermines the president's agenda. He accuses Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of making ridiculous demands and throwing a temper tantrum to try and stop President Trump from delivering for the American people.
All right, Florida teenager facing potential charges for faking his own abduction and assault, leading deputies on a wild goose chase. Eben Brown is in Miami with the report.
An Amber Alert posted for an abducted 17-year-old boy prompted an intense search by deputies in Marion County, Florida this weekend. It started when the teen sent text messages begging his family for help, claiming he was not only taken but shot. Sheriff Billy Woods says it was found out to be a dangerous ruse.
Who had a handgun with him since the beginning of all of this, chose to shoot himself in the leg.
The wound wasn't life-threatening, but the boy is now believed to have abandoned his truck and was hiding out in a tent. He could face charges for false reports. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida's once again getting high marks in education. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday U.S. News & World Report has the state ranked first in higher education for the 10th straight year. DeSantis says the state has the lowest in-state tuition and fees and we're number one in four-year college graduation rates. DeSantis adds that Florida proves academic achievement does not have to break the bank.
Okay, a location to House President Trump's official library has been chosen in Florida. Evan Brownman is back and has a report from Miami.
A three-member panel of the Florida Cabinet has voted to grant a piece of land in downtown Miami to be used for the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library. It's located next to Miami's iconic Freedom Tower near Biscayne Bay and the Miami Heat's home arena. A message posted on X by President Trump's son Eric says the library will be a new high-rise structure added to the Miami skyline. Presidential libraries often host artifacts and records from an administration and often function as public museums. President Obama's library in Chicago is still under construction. President Biden's records are currently held by the National Archives and plans for a dedicated building have yet to be made. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
419 here, knocking on the door of 420. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. It is a beauty out there. Tips in the middle, ladies. A lot of sunshine out there. Bands on the beach coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Yeah, it's a good day. Another sign that the job market continues to hold up. Here's another reason it's a good day. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Job creation was stronger than expected on the last business day of August. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.2 million openings. The previous month was revised higher, also to 7.2 million. There were fewer job openings in construction and federal government. Total separations from jobs decreased in accommodation and food services, arts, entertainment, and recreation, but increased in state and local government, excluding education. Janico Solda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. Well, we're watching that money today, of course. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks gaining steam before the closing bell and ending higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter as a potential government shutdown looms. Stocks finishing the month and quarter with gains, with the Dow notching its fifth straight positive quarter, defying September's weak history. Shares of Pfizer jumped 7% after President Trump said that the pharma giant will cut the price of all of its prescription drugs sold to Medicaid and will introduce all new prescription drugs at a most favored nation price. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Merck, and Amgen. The Dow declined. Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 82 points for its eighth record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 69. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. It is Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, did have some backups on this is going to be Highway 98 or right as you are traveling over Three Mile Bridge coming into Gulf Breeze. We do have some backups there because of an accident report. That's actually pretty severe, so be on the lookout for that. That's our worst spot, though. Outside of that, it's just our usual areas. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on 9 Mile itself. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last but not least, got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 85 degrees. Low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 70. Should be sunny, mostly clear throughout the day. Also wanted to remind you, we are 10 minutes away from giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Jekyll and Hyde that is running through October 5th. What you can do to win those tickets? Well, we've got to be here at 435 right here on News Radio 92.3.
And don't get confused. because, Tap, the news radio app, still on.
Yes.
And it's open till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Just go to our app, registration page pops up, fill it out, submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 today to those really choice Miami FSU game tickets this Saturday over at Doak Campbell. So that's coming up as well. We're talking about the weather. Well, let's extend it a bit out to the Atlantic. Hurricane Imelda moving eastward away from the U.S. But Hurricane Umberto is also building up. Haley Meyer is in Bermuda this afternoon with the latest conditions on News Radio 92.3.
The Atlantic tropics has been active over the last couple of weeks. First with Hurricane Umberto, a Category 5, the second time we've had a Category 5 yet this hurricane season. We haven't seen something like that happen since the Great Depression. Umberto now sliding to the northeast of Bermuda, bringing tropical storm force wind gusts at times, heavy rain. But the bigger threat is Imelda. Imelda forming over the Bahamas, becoming a hurricane, and now moving further north along the Florida coast before getting yanked out to the east towards Bermuda. Bermuda could be dealing with a direct landfall. Hurricane force wind gusts on the order of 100 miles per hour, all possible. In addition, we've also tracking out some very heavy rain at times. In Bermuda, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
And Hillary Clinton facing backlash for comments she made during a recent MSNBC interview. The former Democratic presidential nominee appeared on Morning Joe last week and said, quote, "White men of a certain persuasion are doing such damage to what we should be aiming for." Clinton's comments caught the ire of conservatives on social media, who highlighted the timing of the remarks, which followed the assassination of Charlie Kirk earlier this month. She also suggested that some conservatives want to turn the clock back on equality.
Okay, New Jersey Democrat gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill under pressure to release her records from her time at the Naval Academy and for her alleged involvement in a cheating scandal. Here's the latest on Ms. Sherrill.
Republican Jack Cittarelli releasing a new ad implicating Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill of being involved in the 1994 cheating scandal. Last week, Sherrill, a veteran Navy pilot, admitted that she was barred from walking at her graduation because of the scandal. Now, she says she did not cheat, but was punished for not snitching on her classmates. Cittarelli says Sherrill should prove it by releasing her records from her time at the academy. On a separate issue entirely, Sherrill's unredacted private military service records were released to the public, leaking her social security number and her family's personal information. The National Archives says it was an error by a low-level technician who released it to an ally of Cittarelli.
And the second of three ICE detainees shot in an attack on the Dallas field office has died, according to the civil rights group LULAC, or LULAC. Miguel Garcia Hernandez was taken off life support. One other detainee who was shot by the sniper continues to recover in the hospital. The shooter was apparently aiming for ICE agents, saying in a note that he wanted to terrorize law enforcement and interfere with their work.
All right, nice sunny, 84, just a real nice day. It's News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on. More people are facing federal charges after any ICE protest outside of the Broadview ICE facility. This is just outside of Chicago. Mike Tobin has more for us from the Windy City.
There's a helicopter right there on this building, and that helicopter has just inserted snipers for the protection of all these federal agents entering the building. What they are after, six particular individuals associated with Tren de Aragua. They say these individuals are responsible for dealing in guns, long guns and handguns, as well as drugs. The helicopter is now just taken off. This is really an unprecedented show of federal force. Almost 300 agents coming to get control of this building and the people inside.
Okay, the city of Pensacola is going to launch that discounted parking starting tomorrow. Residents who use text to pay or the Park mobile app can park for 50 cents an hour. Seniors age 65 and older get a $10 monthly permit to park downtown without the app or even paying cash. There you go. Recognizing those seniors. Going to talk sports in five. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A partial government shutdown going into effect at midnight unless Washington passes a spending bill. Republicans urging Senate Democrats to pass a seven-week funding extension previously approved by the House. Democrats say they're still willing to talk.
Democrats do not want a shutdown.
We stand ready to work with Republicans to find a bipartisan compromise, and the ball's in their court.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrats want any plan to include an extension of Obamacare subsidies. If a shutdown does go into effect, many government workers could lose their jobs.
If there's a shutdown, President Trump could fire thousands of federal employees. The president is threatening to eliminate jobs and programs which are important to Democrats.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Stocks edging higher today, shaking off shutdown concerns. The Dow closing up 82 points for a record high. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Before Arkansas hired Sam Pittman in 2020, they did interview Deion Sanders. Now Arkansas is open once again, and Coach Prime's name is resurfacing. And before you dismiss it, who would have ever thought that John Calipari would be the Arkansas basketball coach? The point is, 1800 Juracek likes to swing big, and Arkansas would be an upgrade for Deion in the coaching world. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to score tickets to see FSU take on the Miami Hurricanes Saturday? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. number one.
Well, if the government shuts down tonight, there is a possibility that the Blue Angels' schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy had grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill, and failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Cat 1 Imelda is pushing winds of 80 miles per hour and is centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, Florida, moving away from the U.S. coastline. Coastal flooding is possible from Florida's Space Coast up north to the Carolina Outer Banks. Hurricane Hunter flights scheduled again this afternoon to monitor that system. Gulf of America will continue to remain calm.
Number three.
And Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions has agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill that it owes Escambia County. ITL officials said the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. County Administrator Wes Moreno said covering ITL's fuel costs was not part of the contract. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday. The company's contract is set to expire today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Republicans have done their job when it comes to preparing for a possible shutdown. And the Patronis is getting local Northwest Florida support for the government to not to give in to the liberal Democrat agenda.
Well, I just bumped into a constituent on the sidewalk. I'm over here in Destin right now. And he said, Jimmy, he said, I know that y'all are, you know, pushing back. He says, I hope y'all shut it down. He says, quit caving in to the extremes of the Democratic Party. And at the end of the day, I hate wasting money. I've never been somebody who likes to waste money. I know that the citizens of Congressional District 1 spend their money better than Washington, D.C. does. And when we allow other states who are poor stewards of their resources because they can't get their own financial household in order, should not be at the expense of the good, hardworking folks of my district.
If the government shutdown becomes a reality tonight, what happens next?
On national defense issues, on those issues of transportation, there's typically pretty good consensus amongst Democrats and Republicans when it comes to these issues where those that have Trump derangement syndrome have a chance to you know, create a name for themselves. They seize every opportunity, unfortunately.
Okay, hundreds of thousands of essential workers will be told to come to work without pay. All government employees guaranteed back pay once they do return to work, while federal contractors are not guaranteed the money.
All righty. And also, we do have a pair of tickets that were given away to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Jekyll and Hyde, the epic gothic musical thriller. The tickets are for October 4th. If you want to win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is text into our text line, 850-437-1620. Again, text into 850-437-1620. The letters PLT for Pensacola Little Theater, not BLT, not bacon, lettuce, and tomato, PLT. To 850-437-1620. First person to do that gets those tickets.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Monday Night Football wins for the Dolphins and the Broncos. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Here's Harvey. All alone, touchdown, Broncos.
On ABC, Denver quarterback Bo Nix completed 29 of 42 passes for 326 yards and two touchdowns, along with an interception. The Broncos dominated the Bengals in Denver 28-3. Broncos racked up 512 yards on offense compared to only 159 for Cincinnati. Both teams are now 2-2. First game last night in Miami Gardens, Florida, where the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Miami improved its record to 1-3, but lost wide receiver Tyreek Hill to a dislocated knee in the third quarter. Hill carted off the field. It's expected he's going to miss the rest of this season. Miami running back Devon Achane ran for 99 yards and a touchdown. The Jets dropped to 0-4 under first-year head coach Aaron Glenn. No Jets coach has started his career 0-5. Sunday, the Jets will be home against the Cowboys. Week number 5 kicks off in 2 nights in Los Angeles. The Rams will host the 49ers. Baseball playoffs begin today. Quadruple header in the wild card round. Best of 3-game series. To advance, teams need to only win 2 games. First game today, 1 p.m. Eastern time in Cleveland. The Guardians host the Tigers. 2 hours later in Chicago, the Cubs host the Padres. 6 o'clock Eastern, Red Sox at the Yankees. 9 o'clock Eastern, Dodgers home versus the Reds. Three managers were relieved of their jobs Monday. The Giants said goodbye to Bob Melvin. The Twins fired Rocco Baldelli. And the Rangers announced that the team and manager Bruce Bochy had mutually agreed to part ways. The Mets are keeping Carlos Mendoza as their manager. WNBA deciding Game 5 in the semifinals tonight in Las Vegas. Whoever wins between the Aces and the Indiana Fever will advance to the WNBA Finals against the Phoenix Mercury. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, 441 News Radio 92.3. The Minnesota Wild has announced it finalized the richest contract in NHL history. Jared Max has more on News Radio 92.3.
1 week ahead of the start of the 2025-26 NHL season, the Minnesota Wild announced the team has signed left-wing Kirill Kaprizov to the richest contract in league history. The 28-year-old Russian got an 8-year extension that'll kick in next season worth $136 million. It's not only the NHL's richest contract in terms of total value, but also an annual salary at $17 million. In only 41 games last season, half a season missed because of injury, Kaprizov still totaled 25 goals and 31 assists. The former Calder Trophy winner as NHL Rookie of the Year, Kirill Kaprizov is the Minnesota Wild's single-season record holder for goals, points, and power play goals. The Wild open their season next Thursday at St. Louis. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Alrighty, going on the health scene here. A new study shows, and this is the bombshell of the century. New study shows that there's a lot of sexual health advice on TikTok that is not accurate. Researchers presented findings at an American Academy of Pediatrics meeting recently, and they say more than 20% of sexual health-related TikTok posts created by non-medical people had inaccurate info. Researchers also say 3% of videos done by medical professionals were not accurate. Researcher Angeli Serilon says topics related to abortion had a much higher rate of inaccuracy. He's calling for stricter oversight on videos.
Of course, you do realize everything's true on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. What's going on here?
I know everything about abortions now.
443 News Radio 92.3. Well, Madonna spoke about a significant low period in her life surrounding her son, Rocco. Here's Michelle Polino.
Madonna revealed a very dark period in her life on the On Purpose with Jay Shetty podcast, telling the host about when she was going through her divorce and subsequent custody battle with her ex-husband Guy Ritchie over their son Rocco. The singer said in part, "I actually contemplated suicide. I can't take this pain anymore," recalling she felt like they might as well just kill me as she faced the possibility of losing her son. The custody dispute began in 2015 when Rocco, then 15, refused to return to New York. The case was settled in 2016, allowing him to live with Guy Ritchie in London. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And research at Washington State University may have found a way to ease the effects of alcohol withdrawal. Researchers focused on the part of the brain called the cerebellum. They were able to affect the physical and emotional stress of withdrawal and often cause people to resume drinking. They used a synthetic material developed in Austria called Compound 6 that targets a receptor in the cerebellum. More research needed before clinical trials can happen, though.
Okay, President Trump secures a huge deal with Pfizer intended to lower drug prices for Americans. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Under a deal reached between the Trump administration and Pfizer, the drug company will provide many of its drugs to the federal government at the same lower prices they're sold in Europe and other developed nations.
In terms of pricing, it's going to be great for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It's going to be great for everything because your medicine costs are coming way down.
Announcing the deal in the Oval Office with top health officials, the president also launched Trump RX, a website where Americans will be able to buy drugs directly from drug makers. President Trump says additional agreements with other pharmaceutical companies are expected in the upcoming weeks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Yes, Austin Price is in with the weather and look at that local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Alrighty, several spots on the roads to note right now. The worst one is far and away. If you are coming over 3 Mile Bridge heading into Gulf Breeze, we had an accident down there towards the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach. Still a heavy wave of congestion in that area. So be on the lookout for that. The congestion has pushed back to about the halfway point on 3 Mile Bridge. Outside of that, we do have just some of our usual issues on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north. North Ramp, and a little bit on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot is going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Next couple of days are going to be highs of around 86, 87, mostly sunny. But then once we get closer to your weekend, especially on Saturday, we're going to see those rainfall chances come into play.
Don't let him scare you, folks.
Yeah, it's not severe.
That's right. It's just a pop-up shower we're talking about. Hey, listen, while we're talking about whether the southeast continues to feel minimal effects of Tropical Storm Imelda, while rain is expected to drench the northwest, senior meteorologist Janice Dean in with the Fox Weather Forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms along with gusty winds and coastal impacts continuing along the southeast coast as Imelda turns offshore. The system will move to the northeast and away from the U.S. over the next few days. Unsettled weather is in the forecast for the northwest and the Great Basin, and the unseasonably warm temperatures will hang around for the rest of the week for much of the plains and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, today is the last day to claim that $7,500 tax credit for new electric vehicles. Jeff Flock, up there in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, with more.
The last day for that $7,500 tax break, and people have been flocking in. 146,000 EVs sold last month, but according to analyst Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds, that drunken buying binge could end with a big hangover.
After October 1st, I would say it's going to fall off, especially because there's been a lot of pull-ahead purchases. People that would have bought in October and November, December even, likely pulled ahead their purchases.
But there could be a way for Ford and GM to extend the benefits of the rebate. They could acquire any unsold EVs on dealer lots today and get that $7,500 credit, and then down the road, pass it along to consumers who would lease a vehicle. At John Kennedy Ford in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The government is on track today to shut down after midnight as congressional Republicans and Democrats both refuse to budge from their positions on a funding deal. House Speaker Mike Johnson, during an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box today, says Democrats need to come to their senses here and do the right thing. Consumer confidence falling in September to the lowest level since April, ahead of an expected data blackout caused by that looming shutdown. The Conference Board reports the confidence index registered a reading of 94.2, off by more than 3.5 points from August and below the Dow Jones estimate for 96.0. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow up 81 points, the S&P 500 growing by 27, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ adding close to 70. Crude oil futures for November falling more than 1.5%. They're currently above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, gun clubs are growing in popularity. You've been keeping up with these the popularity of gun clubs around?
I have not.
It is... It's mostly around, ready for this, politically motivated violent subjects matters at the clubs.
That's believable.
That's what we're talking about. Here's the latest on a gun club in Los Angeles.
The mainstream media typically associates gun rights, gun ownership, gun violence with conservative, straight, white men. What is ignored, according to surveys, is double-digit growth in gun ownership among blacks, Hispanics, women, and now hundreds of chapters of liberal gun groups like the LGBTQ Pink Pistols, Progressive Shooters, the Liberals Gun Club, and some social media from the John Brown Gun Club in Los Angeles and the Socialist Rifle Club. And there's another far-left group, the Redneck Revolt, which advocates armed resistance.
And McDonald's bringing back its popular Monopoly sweepstakes game for the first time in nearly a decade. The fast food chain announced the game will return starting October 6th. Customers will have the chance to win prizes that range from free food to $1 million. This time around, customers will use the McDonald's app to collect pieces and redeem prizes. McDonald's said that fans have been clamoring for the return of Monopoly, and it's a core memory for so many customers.
All right, 4:50, 10 away from 5 News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on and taking you home. We appreciate the ride today. DoorDash launching a new method for delivery. Jenny Casola has an explanation.
The DoorDash Dot is being tested in Tempe and Mesa, Arizona. The company claims it's the first commercial autonomous delivery robot that can seamlessly navigate bike lanes, roads, and sidewalks. Dot was developed by the DoorDash Labs team. It's nearly 5 feet tall with sensors and cameras. DoorDash says it's designed for quick deliveries and engineered for safety. Separately, DoorDash revealed a new feature, Going Out, that will take reservations and will offer rewards. Chinico Soda, Fox News.
And Delta Airlines and shapewear brand Spanx are joining forces to design a collection of travel wear. Delta's chief market officer says the joint partnership will create clothes designed for travelers who love to explore the world in style. Delta is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, and the debut of the clothing line comes as the company tries to market itself as a lifestyle brand, not just an airline.
Okay, country singer Zach Bryan breaks a record, concert attendance record at Michigan, at a Michigan stadium. And this is the business of country music. I'm going to frame it under that umbrella.
That is a booming business.
Here's Michelle Foligno.
Zach Bryan just made history as the first artist to ever play Michigan Stadium.
When it was a drag.
Saturday night, he packed in 112,408 fans. That set a new record for the largest ticketed concert audience in U.S. history, according to promoter AEG Presents. The show with special guest John Mayer and support from Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman, plus Joshua Sloan, also shattered merch sales, pulling in $5 million. The previous record holder was George Strait, who drew 110,905 fans to Kyle Field in Texas. Michigan Stadium is the largest stadium in the country and the third largest stadium in the world. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes for you, some more frivolous headlines, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather right here on News Radio
92.3. Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Five minutes away from 5 o'clock. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. Before I throw it over to Austin here, do not forget, you have 5 minutes and counting to enter and tap the News Radio app. pick up a couple of tickets to FSU Miami Saturday over in Doak Campbell. We'll do that. Well, the deadline runs out at 5 o'clock. Austin, beside doing the weather and all the traffic, we throw the duty of choosing the winner at 5:15 today in that contest.
Yes.
You're a busy guy, man.
Oh, I do a little bit of everything. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. You got questions about youth or high school sports? Well, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization that develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Our biggest spot has been the 3 Mile Bridge. If you are traveling southbound, trying to come into Gulf Breeze, you're not going to be able to do that. The congestion is actually worsening because of an accident that did happen earlier this afternoon.
I thought you were going to say they're backing up because of bands on them.
Oh, no, that would be impressive. I don't know who would have to be performing for this type of...
The Beatles!
Yeah, for this type of stuff to happen. But, no, it's very rough right there. So if you can avoid that or maybe stop at a, I don't know, fast food restaurant before you get on the road, that might be recommended. We also have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. And on 9 Mile, if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, also I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, giving us some trouble. Those are your worst-looking spots right now. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow and the day after, going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid to high 80s. And once we get into your weekend, we're going to see some rainfall chances coming.
Here's today's pop culture news.
What I laugh about is because in, I guess, three or so weeks down the line here, the Fab Four is going to be over at Bands on the Beach. Mm. That's the 60s Beatles band.
Oh, wow. They must be pretty convincing.
Yeah, when I threw out the Beatles, I thought about, the Fab Four will be in town in a couple of weeks. Hey, listen, eating certain fruits and veggies could come with a health risk. Lisa Brady has more.
This house call for health. A new study reveals some fruits and vegetables may cause higher levels of pesticide to be consumed than others. The study, published in the International Journal of Hygiene and Environmental Health, the Environmental Working Group has dubbed these higher-level pesticide fruits and veggies as the Dirty Dozen, with the most toxic mixtures found on green beans, spinach, peppers, and leafy greens. Onions, papaya, and watermelon were among the least contaminated foods, and they were added to the Clean 15 list. Experts recommend thoroughly washing all produce, to buy organic if possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a popular PBS show coming back almost 20 years after airing its last episode. It was announced on Monday that Reading Rainbow would be coming back with new episodes on October 4th. The episodes will air on Kidzuko's channel on YouTube with digital creator Michael Threets hosting. Celebrity guests include Ebon Moss Bachrich, Gabrielle Union, and Chrissy Teigen. Episodes will also be available on readingrainbow.org.
Country Music Award Show goes from three hosts to one. Lainey Wilson's getting the big break here. Here's Michelle Polino.
Lainey Wilson is taking center stage at this year's CMA Awards. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be. Hosting the show solo, becoming just the third woman to do so, following Dolly Parton in 1988 and Reba McEntire in 1991. The November 19th broadcast will air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on ABC and stream the next day on Hulu. Wilson, who co-hosted last year with Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning, has won 9 Country Music Association Awards in the past 3 years, including Female Vocalist of the Year 3 times straight. This year, she leads the field with 6 nominations, alongside Ella Langley and Megan Maroney. Zach Topp has 5 nominations, and Riley Green and Cody Johnson has 4. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3 and norovirus outbreak on a Royal Caribbean cruise expected to dock in Miami on Thursday has a lot of folks worried. Channel 7 down in Miami, Fox TV, Miami's Julie Calhoun has the details on that ship.
The CDC says 71 passengers and 1 crew member are sick on board with the stomach bug. The ship is currently carrying more than 1,800 passengers. The outbreak happening during a 13-day voyage. The cruise ship took off from San Diego on September 19th, making stops in Mexico, traveled to the Panama Canal, and made it to Colombia Monday before coming to Miami. In a statement, Royal Caribbean says the health and safety of our guests, crew, and the communities we visit are our top priority.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.